KDLL Newsroom, this is Econ 919, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Jenny Nyman. Starting your own business involves taking some big risks, but has the potential for big rewards. The trick is finding balance between research and taking a leap, spending money to make money, giving it your all, and keeping some time for yourself to keep your sanity. As part of Kenai Soldotna Business Startup Week, the Kenai and Soldotna Chambers of Commerce held a Business Owners Forum Wednesday for established entrepreneurs to share the lessons they've learned to make the path a little easier for someone just starting out. Alex Doffitt owns Kenai Peninsula Driving Instruction with his wife, Sarah. Darcy and Aaron Slauson own Residential Mortgage, Forever Dance Academy, and recently opened a Peanut Pit franchise in Soldotna. Though the businesses are about as different as they come, all three owners have similar advice. First, do your research before taking a leap. Here's Doffitt.
A lot of people just think, hey, I got a great idea, I'm going to do it, without doing the research first. It can be the greatest idea in the world, but it's, in reality, if you get yourself doing something, if you're going to devote your whole life to it, you've got to be able to make money at it. And not every idea is going to work in every situation and in every community.
Darcy Swanson bought an already established and successful dance studio, but wrestled with creating her vision, in this case, buying land, building a new facility, and expanding the studio's offerings.
Yeah, anytime you purchase an existing business, especially something that's so near and dear to the original owner, it was a little bit of a learning curve in that respect, to be able to take it what it was, but yet, you know, make it your own. And I think anytime a business merges or is taken over by a different business, that's part of business is you change names, you change logos, or you change, you know, you make it your own.
All three advise consulting a lawyer and tax professional and using local resources like the Small Business Development Center and Kenai Peninsula Economic Development District to help with the initial startup analysis and paperwork. After that, advertising and marketing are key, as Doffitt found out the hard way.
Not advertising as much as we should have in the beginning hurts, but advertising is expensive. And when you start saying, oh, it's going to be $1,000 here and $1,000 there, and you're in the middle of starting a business, well, I got to make some money first. Well, if you don't spend the money right up front, it takes a lot longer to start making that money.
Marketing in a small town means maintaining a good reputation with customers. That can be a huge drain on time and something all three struggle with.
I think any time you own your own business, no matter what it is, and you probably agree that it's 24/7, especially when you work with the public and any industry that you're in, you always want to have great customer service and build your reputation on that. That means that you're available a lot. And so it's kind of trying to figure out your boundaries, and in this day and age, we're all available all the time. If you let yourself be, you can just go nuts.
A new business in a small town in Alaska can find it difficult to recruit staff for specialized positions like dance teacher or certified CDL instructor. Add to that the reality that many small businesses in Alaska can't afford to offer their employees health insurance.
To be able to make it competitive where I can get these employees who want to work full-time for me, I have to pay more. I'm starting out pretty high wages, but it's because I don't have the benefits. But I have to have pretty high wages to be able to compete with them. Otherwise, they might go next door and get a full-time job driving trucks for somebody that wants to be an instructor.
All right. Who hasn't been scared away? For those still considering starting a business, Swanson has one last piece of advice. Take the leap.
So I think the biggest thing, you've got to be cautious in what you do. But by the same token, you've got to get out of your own way and let things happen if you're really passionate about it and willing to pursue it.
And now it's time for this week's number. From an Alaska Small Business Development Center survey in 2018, 99.1, as in percent of Alaska businesses, that fall under the SBA definition of small business. That'll do it for this week's Econ 919. Find all our episodes online at kdll.org. I'm Jenny Nyman. Have a great weekend.